Well, I spent a couple of hours in front of a congressional committee today talking about that, and I think I'll just let my testimony pretty much speak for itself. I will just reiterate very quickly the points I made. Number one, we recognize our responsibilities under the Plant Protection Act. We take them very seriously. Number two, we understand that our decision, whatever that decision might be, needs to be done on a timely basis so that folks who are waiting to try to decide what to do and when to do it and how to do it will have enough time and enough direction to be able to do it. Number three, we recognize that any decision that is made has to be science-based. That is what the law requires, and that is what we will do. Number four, what we have seen from the review of the EIS is the parties who have a variety of interests in alfalfa, whether it's GE, non-GE, organic, have started a dialogue, have identified areas where they agree. They have identified areas where there is the need for additional discussion. And I think perhaps most importantly of all, from my perspective, they've identified areas where USDA can be specifically helpful in ensuring that we have sufficient supplies of seed of whatever kind so that those who want to plant GE can do so, those who want to plant non-GE can do so, and those who want to plant organic can do so. And I think that has been a positive outcome. I would expect and anticipate that the discussion generally about these issues of how production systems can exist side by side will continue. It needs to continue, and I think the hearing today reflected an acknowledgement of the importance of that conversation.